أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الله إني معكم لئن أقمتم الصلاة وآتيتم الزكاة وآمنتم برسلي وعزرتموهم وأقرضتم الله قرضا حسنا. In the previous ayat we read where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, that we have taken a pledge from the Bani Israel, the nations of before, the nations of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. And in that the details came that how Allah Ta'ala had taken that pledge, and in order to fulfill the pledge, Allah Ta'ala had appointed 12 people from each tribe who were responsible, who were the responsible people, to see that that the people will fulfill the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and also when it's time for jihad, that they get ready and go for jihad. Similarly, for this ummah also, Allah Ta'ala had appointed 12 people. And Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam also said that Allah in my progeny has appointed 12 people who are responsible to look after the ummah. And we discussed that in detail here. Now here with regard to the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ, I will be with you. My power, my help will be with you. That is with the Bani Israel and consequently with us also. These ayat are in the Quran Sharif to remind us what happened to the Bani Israel. We must take the good of that and save ourselves from the evil. So Allah will be with us also, as He told the Bani Israel, I will be with you when you will fulfill your pledge. That is the pledge that you have made with Allah Ta'ala, that you fulfill that pledge. Whether that pledge is Alastu bi Rabbikum, that am I not your Rabb? And we all said voluntarily that, and consciously, and we knew and we saw that Allah alone is the doer of everything, and we accepted wholeheartedly. In the same way, إِنَّا أَرَّقْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَارِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا, that Allah had presented this amanat on the heavens and the earth and the mountain, but they also felt that they could not fulfill it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ, but insan came forward and he said, I will fulfill this pledge. So with regard to that pledge, in fulfilling it, Allah Ta'ala says, and further, what is important of that pledge, لَيْنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ, agar tum qaim rakhoge namaz ko, if you will establish namaz, not just to make namaz haphazardly, but to iqamati salah, not sallu salah, to perform namaz, but iqamati salah, that is what all the requisites of namaz, to perform namaz, to perform namaz on its time. For man to perform it in the masjid with concentration and devotion and all the other requirements which are required for namaz, if you would, that is the most important as far as amal is concerned. Namaz is the most important. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala refers to that, and this was for the Bani Israel also, and similarly it is for this ummah also, that we must be very conscious of our namaz. First of all, we see that the number of people making namaz are very few. And those few of us also, how many of us are regular late comers? And how few, there must be so few of us who concentrate in namaz. So the first command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is to perform namaz. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions other conditions also, which if fulfilled, then Allah Ta'ala, great help, إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ, I will be with you, my help will be with you. So in order to get the help of Allah Ta'ala, the first and foremost thing we must do is to work and concentrate on our namaz, to correct our namaz. And inshallah, first we read the other things which Allah Ta'ala has also taken, reminded us of, particularly to fulfill, so that we could get that help of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.